Kiss 92.5 studios in Toronto, Canada.
Are you ready?
Ladies and gentlemen.
This is Roz.
Yes.
And Mocha.
It's Roz and Mocha. What's going on?
Hey, guys. This is Bruno Mars.
This is Selena Gomez.
The Chainsmokers.
Lady Gaga.
Calvin Harris.
Celestia Carr.
This is Ed Sheeran.
You're listening to my boys, Roz and Mocha.
Roz and Mocha.
My boys, Roz and Mocha.
The Roz and Mocha Show.
Between Roz and Mocha, who is your favorite?
Roz.
Mocha.
I think Mocha.
You guys are so funny, man.
Congratulations, Lisa! Wow!
You just won $1,000.
That is amazing. Y'all just made my entire morning. Keep it up.
You guys are awesome, man.
This is the Roz and Mocha Show podcast. Roz and Mocha's Fix My Life.
What advice can you guys give me?
Okay, so my question is...
Got a problem you can't fix.
Roz and Mocha got you.
Leah, what up? It's Roz and Mocha.
Hi.
How's it going? What's going on?
I just wanted to know, how do you deal with the stress and emotions of being robbed?
Oh, wow. You wrote a Sicily. Hey, Roz and Mocha, Fix My Life. I had my car recently stolen. And while I was dealing with the stress of that, as if that wasn't enough, I then had my credit card compromised. Because this has never happened to me before. I've now become super paranoid about everything, and I don't want to be this way. How do most people move on from these types of things? Plus, what sort of advice, if any, do you have for me? How'd you get your car stolen?
Right outside my house.
So were you in it? Were you in it?
No. We were sleeping.
It
was already nighttime.
Damn. And then did the police ever recover the vehicle?
Luckily, they did.
Okay.
They did.
Yeah.
Alongside with 6 other stolen cars.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
And you're when you say that you are becoming super paranoid, like you're afraid, or what are the feelings you're having?
Yeah. Like I find myself, like I leave the car when I park it and I lock it. I press the lock button like 10 times. And then sometimes I've even walked back to make sure it's locked.
Yeah.
That wouldn't make a difference because, you know, the way it was stolen, it was, you know, wouldn't have mattered if it was locked or not. You know, there's a little bit of a paranoia now. I find myself and I'm looking into a bunch of gadgets that are sort of theft preventative. Nonetheless, it was stressful, and I find myself like just... you know, like before, maybe I was a little bit too gullible or too free-spirited and I didn't think about these things. Now, like, I've been thinking about it a lot.
Yeah. And it transferred is it like interrupting kind of like your day to day? Like, are you constantly thinking about it? Is this the one thing that's on your mind all the time?
In the first week, yeah. So now we're going into the second week. So it's like, you know, what they say, time does heal all things. And I have gotten a little bit better, but yeah, it was pretty bad where I was just fearful of something else happening.
So a couple things. I think that one, you just need more time.
Mm-hmm.
But also I think that what you have to understand, whether it's your car getting stolen or your credit card getting compromised, is this was not personal. And I mean that in the way of you were not targeted specifically because you are you. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not like you're a target. It's not like people are out to get you and want to take your things. They saw opportunity and they went with it, whether it's your credit card or your car. Who you are means nothing to them. Right.
Right.
So you don't have to have this paranoia that, you know, somebody's going to come back after your things because they're your things. Other than that, I think being cautious and being careful and doing all the things that you're doing are actually a way that over time you will gain peace of mind as opposed to the feelings of paranoia.
Of course, yeah.
Right? I don't think that, obviously, like, oh my God, like I've had my credit card like compromised so many times.
Yeah, it sucks.
Somebody,
it just becomes a hassle because then you gotta, like all the things that you, like, especially nowadays that you're subscribed to, right? Using your credit card and like stuff that's attached to your phone. It's just like a pain in the ass to go through and make phone calls and then to go on the computer and change this, that, and the other.
And they don't even know. The people who compromise your credit card most likely are not even the ones using it when the charges happen. You know, like again, the connection to you is very minimal. Like I had somebody sign up for college on my credit card. College, where you have to register with ID. They bought a vacation with insurance. with my credit card. Like, it's crazy. So it has nothing to do with you. So that aspect of paranoia where you feel like you're a target, I think that is something that you can get over just by reassuring yourself that this was not personal. This had nothing to do with you, and it wasn't somebody out to get you. You're not a target. You're not being hunted. People don't want your things. So the rest of it is just time. And as far as being overly cautious and locking things up at the end of the night, that's everybody's doing that now. Like, you are not alone in doing that. Like, I hear on my street now, because where my office is right on my street, and I'll hear a car door close, mm-hmm. and then somebody will use their key to lock their car, right, where you hear the beep?
Yeah.
In the last year and a half, I never hear one beep.
Yeah.
People lock it, and then they get to their door, and they turn around, and they lock it again.
Leah, if it makes you feel any better, whenever I get out of the car, even when I'm in the house, every now and then, I will still pick up my keys and I'll hit the button a couple of times to hear that beep. Even if I hear that beep that it's locked the first time, I'll do it a couple more times. So you're not alone in that. And even when I leave the house, right?
Yeah.
I lock the door and I still grab the handle.
Yeah.
I turn the handle and I try to push open the door a couple of times. I still do the exact same thing every single day. So you are not alone.
Okay, so I'm not going.
No. We all do it.
What was it like 90,000 cars were stolen last year or something like that? Like you're not like you're not alone. Like everybody's living the same life. Yeah. Everybody's living the same life, but getting over the trauma of being violated like that is that's going to take some time. And also, if you need to talk to somebody, you know, people are available. But I think that with something like this, you're a week out or 2 weeks out, just give yourself a little bit more time. Don't be so hard on yourself.
Okay. Well, thank you so much. I really appreciate it. It's good to hear that I'm not the only one.
Aw, girl, we got you. Don't worry.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Have a nice day, Leah.
You too. Bye-bye.
You know that I don't even use the key thing anymore? To lock. I open the door, I hit lock from when I'm inside the car, and then I look at the other side, make sure all the little things are down, then I close the door, then I yank the handle. I don't trust the thing anymore.
Wow. Efficient.
Yes. Yeah.
Roz and Mocha's Fix My Life
on KISS.
All right, so Yusuf, you got stuff going on in your life. What's going on?
Yeah, so essentially when misunderstandings and conflicts ruined my friendship with two of my best friends.
Okay. It's going to be difficult here for people to follow along, but I'm just going to ask you, have some patience, and we'll see if we can come out of this with some sort of advice for Yusuf here. So Yusuf, you wrote us this. Hey, Roz and Mocha, fix my life. I experienced a fallout with my two best friends, Mark and Ari. Mark manipulated me into pursuing a relationship with Lexi while spreading lies about me to Ari. It turns out Mark and Lexi were still involved romantically. When the truth surfaced, Ari sided with Mark, leading to both friends ghosting me. Recently, I learned Mark did the same thing to Ari. Oh. Now, I'm unsure whether to mend my relationship with Ari and whether I should take the initiative.
Bro, this sounds like a scenario from Vanderpump Rules.
Okay.
Isn't this what Sandoval went through?
Okay. So what happened?
Essentially, I've been friends with Ari for, let's say, 4 or 5 years. So he was like my friend initially.
Yeah.
And then I met Mark as well, through university. And I got close with Mark over COVID. And essentially, everything was good. I introduced Mark to Ari. We became part of a friend group. But essentially, this girl got in between. And Mark just essentially made lies about this girl. So what he would do is he would tell Ari that I'm seeing her behind his back, but then he would tell me to go see her, essentially.
But wasn't Mark with her as well? Like, why would he tell you to go see Lexi if he's still with Lexi?
So I was under the impression of what he told me is that he's not seeing her. And essentially what I found out essentially was that he was getting her to see me as a test of my loyalty. And
of your loyalty?
To see if you hook up with your friend's girl?
Exactly.
And she went along with it?
Yeah, it's like a really like weird and messed up situation.
But did you guys like things? Like, did you guys do relate like boyfriend girlfriend things?
Like, no, nothing ever happened. Like we would hang out one on one. Like, we did, like, and I went over to her house, but nothing ever happened. Like,
did she flirt with you and stuff?
Yeah, like major flirt. Like,
how long did this go on for?
Like, honestly, like a month or two.
Oh, so my God, bro.
So what I found out is that what he had told her is that I had like done this to a girlfriend of his in the past and I was like a horrible person.
Yeah.
So she told me is that she was going along with it because she thought that I was like a horrible person and stuff.
But why? Who cares though? But if you're such a horrible person, why not? Why aren't these people just saying, let's just not talk to Yusuf anymore? Why go through all of this?
I don't understand. Honestly, this is like the bane of my existence for like the last year.
So that's Mark and Lexi, okay? So what happened with you and Ari then? Like, whose side was Ari on?
On Mark's side, which I don't understand, like, at all. So he essentially, because Mark would play both sides, so he would tell me to go hang out with Lexi, and he told me not to tell Ari. So he's like, oh, because, like, Ari didn't like it. Because Ari would call me being like, hey, why are you hanging out with Lexi behind Mark's back? And I'm like, what do you mean? Mark told me to hang out with her. And then he would tell me not to tell him that I'm hanging out with her. So then, like, at the same time, he's telling Ari that I'm hanging out behind his back. And he's telling me not to tell Ari.
And then you also said that you learned that Mark did the same thing to Ari. So did Mark and Lexi pull the same scam on Ari? And like, was she like flirting with him to see as like a test to see if Ari was being a good friend to Mark?
So that I don't know, because I just found out through friends of friends that like he screwed him over in some way.
Bro,
what does Lexi have that like turns all you guys into these things?
She loves in like Bridal Path. I don't know if that is.
So she's rich. Okay. So
because she lives in Drake's neighborhood, so everyone's got the hots for Lexi.
So Lexi's rich. You guys are all chasing the rich girl, right?
I mean, yes. No, that's not the only thing.
But it's but you went to her house though.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Yo, how big
cool.
is the house? How big is the house?
Oh, like massive.
Yeah. Did you get a tour of the whole place?
Like I put my 15-foot kayak in her pool, massive. So.
Wow.
Oh my god.
Okay. Yeah.
How many bedrooms?
Like that, I don't know.
I know what I've never heard it put that way before. I put my 15-foot kayak in her pool. Okay, so you guys are all trying to get the rich girl, and it has now torn three best friends from limb with like manipulation and spy games and all this stuff. And she's for some reason going along with all of it, which I don't understand. She may get something out of this. I think that maybe she is like loving all of this and maybe the attention. I don't know. Maybe she loves the attention and that's why she's doing all this stuff. But I'm going to say, man, Mark and Ari don't sound like great friends that you're going to be needing for the rest of your life.
If this
happens where you guys are all so horny for the same girl and then they start sending her out on missions to flirt with you to test your loyalty and then it goes the other way and then the other guy's coming into the situation. Bro, you don't need these guys. You need new friends.
Yeah, ditch them all. Yeah. I was going to say like 60 seconds in, like the solution to this, Yusuf, is to ditch all three of them, get new friends.
And Lexi.
But I'm glad. That's what I mean, all three of them.
Okay.
But I'm glad we kept pressing for pressing for answers because, man, this story.
My thing is that, like, I know that Mark was, like, completely wrong. Like, I cut him off immediately, like, because he just manipulated me. But with Ari, like, I had a long-standing friendship. We were part of the same friend group, and it just kind of, like, fell apart. But, like, from what I'm hearing is that, like, just kind of leave them both out of the way. So
yeah. They're all trash, man. Okay. You don't need them in your life.
Okay. If Lexi texted you tomorrow and said, hey, what are you doing tonight? You going to her house? Yes, you will. Okay, cool.
Okay. Damn. Do not listen to anything we said.
Okay.
Wow. Yeah. Anyway, enjoy your friend group.
I don't know if there's any fixing you yet, Yusuf. I really don't.
Yeah. I think I'll cut them all off. No, like I haven't talked to any of them for like a year, and I think I'll just keep it that way.
It's the healthiest thing for you, bro.
Yeah. Okay, well, this helps. I think it's just like what I needed to hear.
When's the last time you checked her Instagram?
Like a couple months ago.
Okay. You going to check it today?
I mean,
yeah, of course you will. Yeah.
Damn it, Yusuf. Get out of here, bro.
I should unfollow her.
Yusuf, thank you so much for reaching out.
Thank you. Yeah, appreciate it. Roz and Mocha's Fix My Life
on Kiss. Kenzie, it's Roz and Mocha. Why are you here?
My patience has gone up in smoke.
Oh, no. Kenzie wrote and says, hey, Roz and Mocha, fix my life. I live in a condo where my next door neighbor's patio is right beside mine and only separated by a panel of glass. He is a chain smoker, which normally I wouldn't care about too much. However, every time he takes a puff, he coughs. I'm not talking about a little cough. I mean a cough that sounds like he's about to puke and or have a heart attack. He wakes me up and my partner constantly as he will go have a smoke around 10 or 11 p.m., but also at 5 a.m.
Oh, boy.
It also happens at various other times during the day and evening, and it's driving me crazy. I would love to get some advice on what I can do in this situation.
Damn. Have you had a conversation with other, like, neighbors about this guy?
No, like, the way our condo is situated is, like, our patio is the only one that's beside him.
Oh, no, that sucks.
I don't know if anybody else hears it or not.
Yeah.
But it's so loud.
It's just annoying, right? Like, I don't know if there's anything you can do about someone who is smoking on their patio. Like, if you're not allowed to smoke inside the unit, like, I don't know if you are or not, but this person prefers to smoke outside. Like, I don't know if you could do anything about it.
I know. And that's what's driving me crazy.
Yeah.
So, but it's also interesting, though, that your problem isn't that he smokes. Your problem is that he coughs. And that's that's harder to sort of navigate.
Uh-huh.
You know, if it's the smoking, like if your place was filling up with smoke and all that other stuff, you may be able to go to the condo board and say, hey, listen, he's smoking on the patio, and the way the wind blows, I can't even open a window because my whole place just starts reeking like cigarette. Like, that's not your complaint. Your complaint is that he goes outside and coughs.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So your complaint is that your neighbor has dealing with some sort of respiratory issue. not that he smokes. Like, right.
It is RSV season.
Yeah.
No, like, that is not the cause.
No.
The cause is the smoking.
Yes.
Like, it would be, you know, if I don't know if the walls are thin or whatnot, but it would be the same as if that neighbor, let's say, forget smoking. Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Let's say that neighbor was just a constant sneezer.
Yes.
Like, very loud. You'd be dealing with the same thing.
Yeah.
And what are you going to do? You can't tell someone to stop sneezing.
Yeah.
Right? Just like, you can't tell this guy to stop coughing.
I know. So, like, I'm really at my wit's end right now.
Have you talked to him?
Like, do you know him?
Like, we run into him a couple times, and, like, he seems nice, but I feel like it's so rude to be like, stop coughing.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. No, you can't tell someone to stop coughing.
Well, yeah, you can.
Me and my boyfriend.
You can.
Like, we've joked, being like, do we, like, get him a pack of Nicorette with a bow and be like, Merry Christmas?
Oh, damn.
Or like a lozenge, right? Like, like something.
Is he your supply of Ricola?
Yeah. Like it's the phlegmy stuff, right? Like, it sounds disgusting,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
We know.
You hear that at 4 a.m. It's like, oh, good morning
to you. And then he coughs and it doesn't all come up. So he does that where he like forces it up like that
exactly.
Move.
Exactly.
Yes.
Does he like spit after? Like, what do you like?
Gross. I don't want to know that.
I mean, I don't think I've heard him spit.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I'm trying not to pay attention to
gotcha.
That. But.
I gotcha. And has this ever interrupted lovemaking at all? We have to ask that.
Oh, yeah.
It has.
Oh,
yeah,
no.
That's a mood killer right there, huh?
Just a little.
Yeah. I would say maybe have a conversation with him and say, hey, listen, you go outside and smoke. It's not actually the smoke that concerns me. It's the cough that concerns me. One, because you sound like you're dealing with something, but also your cough is so invasive that it actually wakes me up in the night and like in a panic, because that's what I hear. Is there anything that we can help you with? Is there anything you're doing for it? Like, what, like, how
oh,
can
so
we
come from a place of concern?
Yes.
Like, as opposed to your cough is annoying the hell
out
of us. Yeah.
Yes. I would try maybe that. That's the only thing I can think of. And then maybe, you know, maybe he doesn't even know he's doing it. That's the other thing. So you draw attention to it in a compassionate way. And then maybe he goes out and smokes a cigarette and saves his cough for when he's inside.
Okay. I haven't thought about that approach, so I'll definitely do that.
Yeah. Yeah, and then say, hey, we're making love over here. Right?
Yeah, definitely.
Something. I don't know.
You know what we call you in here? The boner killer.
Yeah. Yeah, you're in a tough spot because it's not the smoking, it's the coughing. And that's a tough thing to try and navigate with a neighbor. But I say maybe go at this with a little bit of compassion and see what you get.
Okay, sounds good. I'll do that.
Okay.
We understand that you are living out in Calgary right now, Kenzie. So we thank you for your support and thank you for listening. And thank you for making us a part of your day-to-day.
Thank you. Yes, I just want to say I grew up in Toronto, so I moved out here recently. And just want to give a little shout-out to my friend, Steph, who's still in Toronto. And thanks for, making my day better every day.
Aw, you got
you're
it.
You're the best, Kenzie. Have a good day.
You too.
Roz and Mocha's Fix My Life on KISS.
Veronica, my dear. Hello, it's Roz and Mocha.
Hi.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. What's going on?
Okay, well, something stinks at work today.
Oh, damn. Veronica, you wrote us this. Hey, Roz and Mocha, fix my life. How do you tell a colleague that they stink? I share an office with a colleague who has recently begun smelling of P.O. What's P.O.?
I meant like B.O.
Oh, okay.
I was using Siri to text you guys.
I got you. Okay, so
B-O.
She's B.O. I thought this was going to be a whole other conversation. So much that if you sit in their chair, you will pick up the odor. Please help. Oh, my God.
So you said, so this person has been working there for a while and this only happened recently? The smell?
Yeah. We've been working together about 8 years. Wow. And maybe the last 6 months or so.
Right.
Could it be something like, I don't know, like medical that they just can't help?
I don't think so. I mean, I'm saying like me and a couple colleagues who share the office with them.
Yeah.
Have been like, maybe they stopped wearing deodorant.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's one of those things you can't like bring it up with them either.
You can.
Right?
You can and you should.
You can't, but you should.
No, man. You can. With something like this, you...
Without them taking offense and then going to like their boss and say that they feel like they're being picked on or anything like that.
But you don't do it in a sort of pick on way, right? Mm-hmm. One of you has to do it. You can't all do it. Right.
Right.
Make sure that you do it in a private setting. Right.
Okay.
Before you talk to them. And if you're not up for it, the problem is that you can tell a boss and maybe the boss will do it, but maybe they won't be as compassionate, I guess, you know, for lack of a better word. But I think that you have to be direct but compassionate with them. And be supportive, meaning if there is anything going on that is causing it, you know, offer to help. But don't just say, hey, you got to start wearing deodorant. You can have the conversation with them, bring it up, be blunt, but be compassionate.
Okay.
I really do. I think because it will, you know, the one thing that this person doesn't want is she doesn't want somebody who is not as compassionate to then file an HR complaint against her for stinking, you know, like,
yeah.
So it's a tough thing to navigate, but you should absolutely tell somebody for sure.
Do you
for
think sure. that you are that person in your, I guess, your work friend group that could do that? Or is there somebody else like more suited for the job?
Like their partner, but obviously their partner's not smelling it either. Yeah, I guess I could be that person.
Yeah. Yeah. Like when you say partner, like partner that they live with or partner that they work with?
Their partner that they live with.
Oh, okay.
And try not to be like, you stink, right? Just, you know, like be more kind of like inquisitive when you're with your directness, right? Like, you know, obviously you can tell that she smells, but sort of frame it more as, you know, is there a reason for it? Is there anything we can help you with? Is there, you know, are you something you're going through? Is this a change? Is it a medical thing? Like, she doesn't have to give you any of these answers, but don't just say you smell. What are you going to do about it? You know what I mean?
Gotcha.
Cause also they may not know.
Right.
You think they know?
I don't know. Like they come in smelling of BO.
Okay.
Right.
It's as if like they ran to work in the morning and they didn't.
Right. Mm.
So maybe it's something that, yeah, they don't even notice.
Yeah, they may not.
Right.
I used to work with somebody who lived with a lot of cats, right? And I guess they weren't that great at like cleaning up after the cats. And
right.
They very much smelled like litter box.
Yeah.
Like all the time smelled like litter box.
Because I'm just used to it.
Yeah, I'm a coward. I said nothing.
Yeah. Okay, I was going to say, what did you do about it?
Nothing.
You weren't kind of compassionate.
No, hell no. I am terrified.
You didn't take your own advice?
No, I am terrified of confrontation. I said nothing.
Great. That really helped Veronica out a lot.
Right, yeah, thanks, Ross.
Yeah, no problem.
Right. Hope that helped, Veronica.
Thank you guys so much. Love you.
Thanks for listening to the Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Catch the guys live.
Weekday mornings from 6 to 10.
On KISS 92.5.
KISS925.com.
Or download the KISS 92.5 app.